Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. So a lot of you already know that I am planning on being the youth pastor here. And so this is kind of like a congregational interview. We had a lot of interviews already, so.
Interview.
Yeah. So I want to be a youth pastor, and even though I don't have any kids.
我要当一个青少年的这个事工负责人，但是我没有小孩。
And so, you know, my wife and I have been planning on having kids, or thinking about names and so forth, and after a long time of thinking, we decided to get a dog.
我跟我太太正在计划说要有小孩。 但是还在想这个小孩的名字，但是我们到最后决定拿一只狗。
And so when we got the dog, we were super excited, and we took him home, and we were playing with him, and all of a sudden we realized this is not a good idea.
我们把狗带回家了，跟他玩一阵子之后，发现这不是一个很好的想法。
And so we now are reconsidering the fact of having kids. Maybe we won't have any kids at all. Not for a while, anyway.
所以我们在开始重新考虑是不是要小孩，不过暂时没有这个打算。
Even though we love kids, we just don't want to have any of our own right now.
所以我们是想要有小孩，但是我们暂时不会想要有小孩。
So a youth pastor position is the best position because I can play with them, and then when I'm tired of them, I give them back to you guys.
所以青少年负责人的事工是非常好的，我们可以跟小孩子玩，跟他们交流，然后呢，把他们还给父母们。But
anyway, so for today's sermon, I actually wanted to tell you about myself and what led me here to follow Christ and to become a youth pastor.
所以今天的信息我要跟你们分享的是，我的这个过程，我的见证，是神怎么样把我带领，并且来申请这个。
And so hopefully today, you know, you can just share with my experiences and learn something that I've been through.
所以今天让我们来听听我的分享，我所我的经历。
So before we begin, I'd like to open up in a word of prayer and ask God to speak to us.
所以我们先低头祷告。Dear
Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for this time.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你给我们这以下的时间。Thank
you that you've brought us all here and that we could hear your word.
谢谢你把我们带领到这里来听你的话语。And
I think that maybe some people are struggling with some things that I have struggled with.
有些人可能经过了他的过程，是我之前也经历过的。And
so I pray that everyone here could open their hearts and hear your word.
我们求在这里的每一个人打开他们的心来听你的话。Thank
you, God. We love you so much.
感谢主，我们爱你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Do you ever think that sometimes God doesn't love you?
你有没有想过神是不是不关心你呢?
And that sometimes he loves other people more than you?
他爱别人多过你呢?
And sometimes when you walk down the street and you see some people happier and that they may be more blessed.
有时候你走在路上，看到他们其他人更开心，更得到祝福。And
when they're doing their thing, maybe they're not going to church and they're not necessarily a good person, they seem happier than yourself.
他们虽然不属主、不信主，但是感觉比你更开心。I
always wonder that myself, and I always think, you know, doesn't God love me?
我也常有这个怀疑，神是不是爱我的？And
I always felt that myself, I was a devoted person.
我一直觉得我是委身给神的。I
loved going to church, I loved talking with people and praying and doing the things that I was supposed to do.
我是很爱主的，并且我为别人祷告，我一直是积极在教会的。And
yet, unfortunately, I would compare myself with other people.
但是我会去跟别人比。And
they continued to be happier than me.
他们一直都感觉好像是比我更开心。And
if that's something that you're going through,
你是也有这样的经历呢?
It's a very serious thing.
这是一个很严重的事情。You
know, in America or in the rest of the world, we call it depression.
在美国或者其他地方，这叫做忧郁。It's
different than sadness.
这个比难过，跟难过不一样。It's
something that you accept and that you cannot change yourself.
这个是你接受了并且不能改变的。
And you wonder, is there any change, any hope?
你在怀疑是不是有希望可以改变。
And for me, myself, you know, I grew up in a very Asian culture.
我自己也是在一个中国人的系统上长大了。
And my dad and my mom, they started with very little.
我爸妈他们也没有很多的东西。
And growing up, they knew that hard work, going to school was the best way to go.
他们知道要努力读书是最好的方法。
And definitely is.
的确是的。
But for me, I wasn't a great achiever. I wasn't great at school.
但是我不是，我在学校表现并不是最好的。
And I wanted to do something that I was passionate about.
但是我想做我想要做的。
And when I went to church, I thought about maybe I could be some kind of a leader, but I just didn't think it was possible.
我在教会我也想说要成为一个领袖，但我也不是。
Because at the same time, my parents were saying, no, the way to go is to do something that makes a lot of money.
因为我爸妈告诉我的是，你要去做，要做赚很多钱的事。
And that made sense because my friends were doing the exact same thing.
这是我的朋友也是照这条路走了。
But they were much smarter, they had better goals, and they knew what they wanted to do very early in their life.
他们很聪明，有目标，并且积极地往这方面去走。
And so I constantly had this fear in me that I could not live up to the expectations of everyone else.
所以我开始害怕，我没有办法达到别人的要求。
And at the same time, I wanted to be successful and be blessed with wealth like them.
但是我也想要成功，并且有许多的钱这方面的祝福。
So me personally, I was stuck. I wasn't going anywhere.
所以我感觉我自己卡住了，哪里都没去。
I thought about ending my life because I couldn't do the things that I was supposed to do.
我甚至想过要终结自己的生命，因为我做不了任何的事。
And everyone else, they were living perfectly.
而其他人他们都活得非常的好。
And the same kind of thing was going on in Ephesus.
而同样的事情在以弗所也是同样在发生。
And so we'll be looking in the book of Ephesians.
所以我们现在来看以弗所书。
Ephesus, which is now Turkey, was a port city.
以弗所就是当今的土耳其，是一个港口的城市。
That means a lot of people are coming in doing business.
这就代表着有许多人来做生意。
And since it was so fruitful, they were doing a lot of tourism, marketing, markets with also delicious food.
他们有很多的观光，有市场，然后有很多好吃的东西。
It was considered by authors that it has one of the seven wonders of the world.
许多作者都有写到，这是七大奇迹之一。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？A lot of people are saying this is the one place you have to go.
就是你这个是你要去的地方。
Do you guys know Gordon Ramsay? He's a famous chef.
你们知道 Gordon Ramsay 啊？他是一个很有名的厨师。
I think it's a little out of my price range for me to go and check out that restaurant.
虽然有点贵。
But he has been awarded with Michelin stars.
他是有米其林星星的厨师。
A Michelin star is what indicates how great of a chef you are.
米其林这星星是讲说你这个厨师有多好。
And some people will strive to be a chef, to earn one Michelin star.
许多人是努力积极的要去争取这个星星。
Does anybody know how many Michelin stars Gordon Ramsay has?
你们知道Gordon Ramsay 这个厨师有多少个星星吗
？He actually doesn't have the most, but he has 16.
他不是有最多的，但是他有16颗。
And if we were to say Ephesus, if we were to give Ephesus, some stars.I would say they have 300 Michelin stars.
如果说要给以弗所星星的话，我会说它有300颗。
That's how great Ephesus was.
这个就是以弗所有多伟大。
It even had a Walmart and a Costco.
它不但还有沃尔玛，还有 Costco.
It doesn't have that, no.
没有开玩笑。
But it did have temples for idol worship, and below one of the temples had an underground market.
但是它有寺庙是敬拜偶像，甚至有一个地下的这个寺庙市场。
They had a theater that held 25,000 people.
它还有戏院可以容纳25,000人。
Our movie theaters, the single theater would hold around 300 to 400 people.
在我们现今一般的戏院大概可以容纳300到400个人。
They would use it for meetings, entertainment, and so forth.
可以聚会，可以一起游乐。
They had bathhouses for relaxation.
他们还有澡堂可以去休息。
Anything that you wanted to do, you pretty much could do it at Ephesus.
你想做的事情在以弗所都可以做。
Some people wanted to live there, and they knew that you had to be wealthy to live there.
许人都想去那里，但是你需要很有钱。
Of course, there were Christians there also.
那里当时也有基督徒。
And they compared themselves with the people in Ephesus.
他们也在跟以弗所的人比较。
And people had amazing robes with decorated ornaments and gold all over them.
他们身上有许多的装饰，有许多的黄金。
You know, it's very similar to Las Vegas. People have the suits and the gold watches and just everything looked nice on them.
就有点像拉斯维加斯有很多很漂亮的西装，还有很多的装饰。
And you go to a casino, you can see the valet. There's just very expensive cars with a ton of horsepower.
你也可以去看趴车的，他们有许多的很好的车子。
And then you go to the temple in Ephesus, you see people with their chariots in front.
你看到这个寺庙也有很多的这个马车。
They probably had like two horsepower, two horses.
他们有可能是两匹马力的。
And just to say, like people that have too much money, they spend it on things they don't need.
因为他们非常有钱，他们花钱都在很奢华的东西上面。
There is this famous boxer. He did a thing here in Las Vegas. Maybe you guys know him, Mayweather.
有一个非常有名的拳击手，叫Mayweather.
Recently, I heard that he bought a diamond watch for $18 million.
我最近听说他又买一个钻石的表，1800万。
And for me, I think a $20 watch from Target is just a little bit too much.
对我来说，Target 一个20块的可能就已经很多了。
And so when Paul opens up this letter,
当保罗打开这封信的时候
，sometimes when we read it, we want to analyze it and focus on the doctrine and see what the real meaning is.
很多时候我们在读这封信的时候，一直在看它的属灵的意义。
Which of course we should do that.
当然我们是应该如此做。
But remember, this is a personal letter to a group of people that he started a church.
但是你要记得这是一封私信写给他所创立的教会。
So hopefully when we read it, we will see like it is an intimate personal letter that can mean something to us.
所以我希望我们当我们在读这封信的时候，这是一个很亲密的一封信。
So I want to also just begin in verse 3.
所以我要再从第三节开始。
It says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
He's saying to the Ephesians, like, you are blessed.
他告诉以弗所人你们是有福气的。
Even though that you may not have the same blessings as everyone else, you have something better.
你们虽然没有其他人的一样的福气，但是你们有更好的福气。
And I'll tell you what it is.
然后我会告诉你是什么。
And sometimes when we read this, we're saying, I don't think that's true, Paul.
有些时候我们在读这个的时候，我们可能会想跟保罗说，我觉得不是这样。
And so that makes it very difficult for to accept this truth.
所以有些时候我们没有办法接受这个事实。
Here's the thing.
这个是重点。
Everyone has different ideas of what blessings should be.
每个人对祝福的想法不一样。
We have our own expectations.
我们有自己的想法。
Some will say, I want my kids to be healthy, get good grades, and go to the best college.
有些人会说，我想要我的小孩去最好的学校，他们健康。
Perhaps a better paying job, bigger house, a nicer car.
或者是更好的工作，赚很多钱，更大的房子。
And when we don't get those things, we read this and think, I am not blessed.
所以如果我们没有这些东西的时候，我们读到这个的时候就会觉得我们并没有得到祝福。
But what does Paul mean here?
但是保罗这里指的是什么？
And we will understand that maybe it has some value to us.
所以我们可以从这里面学到这对我们来说是有什么意义。
We must consider that when we see a blessing of worldly material,
当我们看到属世的物质的时候，
We forget that material and worldly blessings are temporary and can often lead to headache.
我们知道属世这些东西是短暂的，并且可以让你感到心碎。
And when I was younger, I was about 20 years old, I thought I wanted to buy a car.
我小时候大概超过20岁的时候，我想要买一部跑车。
And I wanted this car so bad that when planning on thinking about buying it, I couldn't sleep.
我好想要这辆车，我想着想着晚上都睡不着。
Does that happen to you when you're anticipating so much that you just can't stop thinking about it?
你有这样子过吗？就是你很想要，很想要，你就一直在想。
And since my dad is very conservative and strict, it was very hard to talk him into letting me buy the car.
因为我爸爸非常的保守，我也很难跟他沟通去买这辆车。
I think I might even pray to God to change his mind because I knew he wouldn't let me buy a car.
我甚至还向神祷告，求他改变我爸爸的心意，让我去买这辆车。
And the only thing stopping me from buying a car is pretty much just him.
唯一能够阻止我买这辆车的大概也只有他了。
And the reason why he's so strict on that is because he's a mechanic.
最主要因为也是因为他是一个技工。
So he knows that anytime you want to buy a car, it's never a good idea.
所以他也知道你要买车的时候，这绝对不是一个好的事情。
And when he said yes, I feel like God finally blessed me.
当他说好的时候，我感觉神是祝福我的。
And so I couldn't believe what he said yes, and I was so excited. We went to the dealership the next day.
当他说好的时候，我感到非常的开心。隔天我们就去车行了。
And the car was just so beautiful and shiny and exciting, and I loved it.
这车好棒，好漂亮，我好开心。
And so we talked to the salesman. He's telling us about the deals, and we do all the pricing and everything.
所以我们就开始跟那车行人讲价。
And my dad at that moment changed his mind.
但是呢，我爸改变他的心意。
So he said, "Wow, this car is way too expensive."
他说这辆车太贵了。
And you know, hopefully no one here is a car salesman, but is anyone here a car salesman?
希望这里没有卖车的，这里有卖车的吗？
They were trying to rip us off.
他们在坑我。
And so he's like, no, we're not going to do this, and we're going to go home.
他说不，我们不要这样做，我们回家吧。
And you know, right then and there, I was, you know, of course upset.
所以我就很难过。
And I.Probably was so mad at my dad, I didn't talk to him. I can't remember.
所以我就对我爸很非常生气，我可能都没跟他讲话了。
But now that I'm a little bit wiser, I have some wisdom, a little bit.
所以我现在感觉比较聪明，比较有智慧了一点。
And sometimes, you know, I'm driving in the street in my little Honda Civic. You know, it's not the same.
所以我现在这个开我的车，开我的 Honda Civic.
I look at the car that drove by that I would have purchased.
我看到其他同款的车子开过去。
And I don't even have any feelings for it.
我现在一点感觉都没有了。
In fact, I'm glad I didn't buy it.
其实我很高兴我当时没有买。
Because the next year there was something even better.
因为隔一年之后有更好的车子。
And it, you know, I'm glad I didn't buy it, but I was really pleased with what my dad did.
我很高兴我爸他所做的。
Because sometimes you love it so much, you just want to buy it.
因为很多时候你想要，你要去买。
But the next model, the next year, something better comes, and you hate the thing that you just bought.
因为下一款来，然后你就开始不喜欢你之前有。
And maybe you love it so much, you let someone borrow like a cell phone, and they scratch a little bit.
可能你很喜欢这个东西，比如像手机，你借给人家，人家刮到了。
And now you hate that person.
然后你也很讨厌那个人。
But you're a little bit heartbroken, right?
有时候你会感到心痛。
And the thing is, we'll never be satisfied with the things we have.
我们永远不会对我们所拥有的感到满足。
But Paul is saying that you have an eternal spiritual blessing.
但是保罗告诉我们，我们有属天的永久的福气。
And not only is it an eternal spiritual blessing, it came from God.
不但是永久的，并且是从神来的。
And that to us maybe doesn't mean a whole lot, but it does mean something very special.
对我们来说可能不是特别重要，但是这是一个非常特别的。
Sometimes when I buy gifts for my wife, she doesn't like it.
有时候我买东西给我太太，她并不喜欢。
She says, "You don't even know me. I don't like this."
她会说，你根本不知道我根本不喜欢这个。
She actually doesn't say that. She's a very loving person. She would never say that.
她不会这样说，她其实是很爱我。
But I'll find it in the trash the next week.
但是我可能下礼拜会看到在垃圾桶里面。
But the thing that God gives us, it is from God who knows us very well.
但是这是神给我们的，神是知道我们的。
He knows the things that we need.
他知道我们需要什么。
And maybe it's material, maybe it's eternal, but God knows what we need.
说不定是物质上的，说不定是永久的，但是神知道。
And one day I was at home just on my computer and I just, you know, asked God, do you love me?
有一天我在电脑上我在问神说你爱我吗？
And, you know, right then and there, my mom comes home.
那个时候我妈回来了。
And she says, I brought you sushi.
她说我给你寿司。
So God does love me.
所以神是爱我的。
What else could this spiritual blessing be? Because it doesn't say right then and there.
所以属灵的福气，属灵的福气到底是什么呢？
There's a little hint in verse 4 and verse 5.
这个是在第四、第五节。
But sometimes when we read it, we get caught up in the technical terms.
在我们读的时候，我们可能从里面再钻牛角尖。
If we get past the technical terms, we'll realize that there is something for us.
但是我们仔细读的话，我们会看到他所为我们预备的。
It says, "Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the beloved."
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按自己的意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
It says that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
这是神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
That means he really, really, really loves us and that he really, really wants us.
这代表着他是非常非常的爱我们，并且要我们。
And sometimes things aren't that great in our lives.
有些时候在我们的日常生活中不是特别的好。
But that doesn't mean he doesn't love us.
但是不代表他不爱我们。
And he's got, but he does have a plan for us.
但是他对我们有计划的。
And sometimes we think he has no plan because my life is not that great.
有时候我们会觉得神对我们来说没有计划，因为我们的生活不是特别好。
And I never knew that.
我并不知道。
I always thought, you know what? If God loves me, my life will be perfect.
我常会觉得，如果神是爱我的话，我的生活应该是非常的美好。
And I'll have the things that I want because God wants to give me things that I want.
我就会得到我要的东西，因为神会给我。
But that's not true.
但这不是真的。
What does He want for us?
他要给我们什么？
It says that He wants us to be holy and to do His will.
他要我们圣洁，并且按他的旨意行。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
So I was in high school and I didn't know what I was going to do.
我那时候在高中，我不知道我想要做什么。
And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to think about ending my life.
我那时候不知道要做什么，我甚至想要终结我自己的生命。
But before I did that, I asked God, God, what do you want me to do? I'll do anything.
但我不知道做什么，我说神啊，你要我做什么，我什么都可以做。
But I was very immature.
但是我非常的成熟。
I wasn't doing anything to be holy.
我并没有做任何圣洁的事。
I just wanted something in my life, but I just wanted to do it my way.
我想要做事情，我想要用我的方法去做。
But since God told me what I was going to do, I felt a little bit excited.
神告诉我要做什么，所以我感到非常高兴。
I said I'll do that particular thing, but I'm going to do it my way.
我想要这样子做，但是我要用我的方法去做。
And I heard God say, "You know what? I want you to be a pastor."
我听到神告诉我，你要成为一个牧师。
At that moment, I was excited.
我很高兴的时候。
I thought maybe I can be a TV pastor and just ask people for money.
我可以像TV 的这个牧师，电视的牧师一样，跟别人要钱。
And I see some pastors with their own personal jet.
我还看到有这些牧师有自己的私人飞机。
So I had plans to be a pastor, but to do it my way.
我想要成为一个牧师，用我的方法去成为一个牧师。
But God has something different.
但神为我预备的是不一样的。
So He had a predestined plan for me.
他为我预备的是之前就已经预备好。
It wasn't the way that I wanted it to be.
并不是我所想象中的那样子。
So I applied to a school, it's called Moody Bible Institute.
所以我申请了一个学校是穆迪神学院。
And I thought, okay, this is the way. I have a plan. I'm going to do this and get a degree and then I can start my own church.
所以我想说这就是我的方法去申请然后进去然后变成一位牧师开一个教会。
And so, I applied and I thought, okay, this is finally going to be it. And, I'm waiting and waiting and waiting to hear back from the school.
所以我申请了然后之后就慢慢等等学校的回信。
And the school, and finally the letter comes in and my dad gives it to me. I open it up and I read it.
所以这信回来了然后我爸把这个信交给我然后我打开再读。
And as I was reading it says, we regret to inform you that you are not accepted.
所以我打开读这个信的时候，我看到说很遗憾的，你没有入学的资格。
And I thought, God, I thought this is the plan.
我说神啊，这不是你给我的计划吗？
And at that moment, I turned my faith away from Him.
就在那个时候，我远离了神。
And how could that happen? Since God is powerful, how could my plan that He gave me end that?
神不是最有能力的吗？为什么会这样子呢？
And, at that moment, I turned away from God.
就在那个时候我远离了神。
I lost my faith.
我失去了我的信仰。
I decided I want to live every single life, every single decision that I'm going to do is just for myself.
我决定了我之后做的每一个决定都是为我自己。
And I realized my life was completely different than it is now.
我发现我的生活与现在是完全的不同。
I hated people. I was angry. I cursed my friends and my family, and I was just a despicable person.
我讨厌人，跟大家关系都不好。
I think if I told you anything that I did, you would say, "No, this is not the guy that's supposed to be at our church."
如果我告诉你的话，你可能会说这个人不该在我们教会。
And honestly, I wouldn't.Want me here either because I was that bad.
如果我是你的话，对我也我那时真的是不是太好。
You know, one of the things I'm not proud of, but I feel like I want to share you. I was in the parking lot.
虽然我不是很骄傲，但是我还是要跟你们分享。那时候我在一个停车场。
And the car is driving by really fast.
这个车子一直开过去。
And I feel like he has no right to do that. I am the one that has the right to walk in front of him.
那时候我觉得他没有权利这样做，因为我有权利走过去。
And I walked past him, and he just stopped suddenly, and I cursed him out.
所以他开过来，然后呢，我就开始骂他。
Every single thing that I did was for myself.
我所做的每一件事情都是为我自己。
And I ended up being so depressed and so away and so dark that I didn't know what was going on in my life.
我那时候是非常忧郁，非常的黑暗，我根本不知所措。
And at that point, I was so depressed that I could not be better.
我那时候非常忧郁，我一直没有办法好起来。
And, I...just didn't know how I could be better, but I did the one thing that I knew that I could do.
我不知道怎么样变得更好，但是我知道有一件事我可以做。
It wasn't, a self-help book or a video on the internet. It was just praying to God.
这不是任何自救或者是上网去找，而是向神祷告。
It was the one thing that I remember that I could do if I needed anything.
这是我唯一记得我能够做的。
And I just prayed.
所以我就祷告。
And I, at that moment, I said, God, I don't know if you exist, but I'm just going to pray to you.
我那时候说，神啊，我不知道你是不是存在，但是我向你祷告。
And I said, my life, I've done everything for myself.
我说，我的生命，我这一生是为我自己。
And I hate it.
我不喜欢。
And so I said, God, I'm going to just do everything for you now, 100% your way.
所以我说神啊，我现在要完全的转向你，完全的照你的方法。
And whatever happens, however hard it's going to be, I'm going to do it your way 100%.
不论有多么的艰难，我会100%信靠你。
And that moment I felt something.
所以那时候我感觉到。
A weight off my shoulders.
我感觉这个重担卸下来了。
Hearing from God's voice.
听到神的声音。
God, and God says, I want you to continue to be a pastor.
神告诉我说你要继续当一个牧师
But I want you to do it my way.
但是要用我的方法
He says, I'm not going to leave you.
我不会离开你
So I've never left you.
我从来没有离开过你
And at that moment I was like, yes, I'm finally ready to do this.
所以我那时候说我终于可以开始去做这件事了
But the one thing that I wasn't entirely prepared for was trials of faith.
但是呢，我完全没有完全预备好的是这些试验。
And there were many, many, many trials.
而有非常非常多的试验。
And I thought since because I was going to be devoted to Him and be a Christian, everything was going to be fine.
我那时候想说，当我完全信靠你的时候，一切都没有问题了。
But I knew that wasn't the case because I already went through that thing.
因为我知道这不是这样子的，因为我已经走过这一段。
The trials did come.
有许多的试验。
And I knew that God was there.
但我知道神与我同在。
So one thing that happened was, you know, I went to a movie and it was a very busy night.
我记得那天我们去看电影，那天非常的忙。
So I'm watching a movie and I'm going there and enjoy the movie and I leave.
所以我看了这个电影，看完了之后我离开。
And I just, as I was driving, I reached into my pocket and realized my wallet wasn't there.
当我在开车的时候，我把手放口袋，发现我的皮包不见了。
And I knew at that moment that my wallet had been in the theater, or I couldn't have, you know, watched the movie.
所以我知道这个皮包绝对是在电影院里面，不然我不可能看这个电影。
And so I drove straight back to the theater.
所以我就马上开回这个戏院。
And the thoughts that were going in my head, just losing your wallet, it's probably one of the worst feelings to ever have.
所以心里就在想，这个掉了皮包肯定是最差的事情。可以。
I'd rather lose my dog right now.
我宁愿失去我的狗。
Just kidding. So I thought the whole time, oh God, this is the worst thing ever happened. Just thinking about replacing everything, the cash or whatever, and just being without my wallet is the worst feeling.
我想说真惨，要去补这些东西，又那些现金也没了，真的是很惨。
Someone could have taken it and so forth.
可能有人把它拿走。
And so I thought, God, you know, I know you're there, and I don't know if everything's going to be okay, but I'm still going to pray, I'm still going to talk to you, I'm still going to just, I know you're going to be with me, and so I continue to pray with God.
所以我继续向神祷告，不知道会发生什么事情，但是神，我知道你与我同在。
And so I went to the theater, I asked the lady, you know, did anyone find a wallet? And she's just like, oh, I don't know, and I'll go check.
所以我进去问这个戏院的人，然后那个有工作人员就跟我说，不知道哎，那我去找找看这个皮包。
So she went and she was gone for a really long time.
所以她离开了非常的久。
And the whole time I'm just sweating, I'm just praying, God, like I want to find my wallet.
所以那时候我在流汗，并且向神祷告，我想找到我的皮包。
And so I see her and off in the distance.
所以我看到他在远远处。
And it almost felt like angels were walking with her.
感觉好像他的旁边有天使。
And she was holding the wallet.
他手上拿着这个皮包。
I was like, that's a miracle, it's super busy, how did that happen?
我想这个是奇迹，这怎么发生的？
And I knew it was because of God.
因为我知道神在。
Like, not only was he there, but I had someone to talk to.
他不但在我还有人可以跟他讲话。
I knew that we had a relationship and that even though maybe I didn't have my wallet, I knew that I was still going to be okay because I had God.
我知道跟他有这个关系，就算找不到这个皮包也无所谓，因为我们有他。
And a lot of times we forget how precious our relationship with God can be.
有时候我们会忘记我们与神的关系是有多么的宝贵。
And even from the beginning of the world, it says that he chose us and he wanted us and he loves us.
就像圣经里面讲了，神从创世以前就与我们同在。
And when we created the world, he had us in mind.
他创立世界的时候就已经想到我们。
And I want to look quickly in Genesis 2:7, just how unique we are to him.
我们要在创世纪二章七节看到我们是有多么的宝贵。
And you know, if you don't want to look there, it's fine. I have it. It says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being."
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
I know we learned in this in Sunday school that you know he did stuff with us.
我们在主日学里面可能就学到。
But there's something that we glance over that we miss sometimes.
有时候我们看过去就过去了。
That this is actually symbolic for an intimate relationship with God.
但是告诉我们，我们与神有一个亲密的关系。
With the things that he created, other than people, trees, water, light, the stars and everything, it was done by using his word.
他造树、造太阳、造东西的时候是用他的话。
So, for example, let there be light, let there be animals, let there be this and that.
要有光，要有生物之类的。
But when God created Adam, mankind, he formed him.
但是当他造亚当的时候，他造了他。
The word formed is the same word used for a potter when he molds clay.
在这里造这个字跟窑匠弄泥土的造是一样的，同一个字造。
A potter who forms knows everything there is to know about his particular masterpiece.
当这个窑匠造他的这个器皿的时候，他知道一切关于这个器皿。
And he works really hard to get it precisely the way he wants it.
他造的是完全他所要的样式。
So it's a very personal thing that God knows about you.
这是一个非常个人并且亲密的，他完全知道你。
In addition, it also says that he breathed into the nostrils the breath of life.
并且将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
We're supposed to get an image that God and man are up close and personal.
我们应该会有这个脑海里面这个图像是非常亲密的。
When God created other things, it was a distance of, I'm just creating this with my words.
当他造其他的东西是有个距离的，就是他用他的话所造的。
But this time it was up and close and personal.
但是这次的时候是非常亲、非常近的。
For us, sometimes we forget that because there's so many distractions in this world.
很多时候我们会忘记，因为有许多的杂音。
That we forget that we have a personal relationship with God.
我们忘记我们与神有一个亲密的关系。
No matter how hard it is in this world, there's always going to be someone or something that we want, but we cannot have.
这许多时候我们会忘记与神有这个亲密的关系，因为有许多东西会转移我们的注意力。
But Paul enforces that we don't need to be envious of them.
但是保罗提醒了我们，我们不需要嫉妒。
They should be envious of us.
他应该嫉妒我们。
Because we can have very little, but we are the richest because of Jesus Christ.
虽然物质上我们可能没有最多的，但是我们有耶稣基督。
Don't ever forget about how rich you are because of Jesus.
不要忘记你的生命有多么的丰盛，就因为你有基督。
That even though you may suffer, which you probably will.
虽然你可能在试验当中。
But you have a relationship with God.
但是你有神。
And when you decide not to talk to him, you're leaving that blessing out of your life.
当你决定你不跟神讲话的时候，你就失去这个属灵的福气。
And a lot of times, it's, you know, which is okay, you know, you pray before dinner, you pray before bed, you pray, you know, at a certain time, but I do it differently.
你可能在吃饭前祷告，睡前祷告，虽然我有时候不一定是这样。
I like to pray when I drive, I like to pray when I'm standing in line, I like to just pray all the time.
我可能是开车的时候祷告，有可能是站在排队的时候祷告。
Even when I'm on the toilet, I am praying.
就算我在上厕所的时候，我也在祷告。
You're not really just praying, but you're talking to the Creator.
你不是只有在祷告，你在跟神讲话。
And you know that even though you may suffer, you're going to have Him.
虽然你可能在试验当中，但是你有他。
And so when you read Ephesians, picture an intimate letter that who God is in your identity.
当你在读以弗所书的时候，希望是一个很亲密的人在给你写这封信。
And there's a really intimate prayer here, at verse 15, towards the end of chapter 1.
这里有一个非常亲密的一个祷告，是在开始在十五节这边。
That whenever you feel like you're at a loss, or you're at stuck, or you're depressed.
当你感到你卡住的时候，感觉你出不去的时候，我让你看看这个祷告。
This part of the prayer should hopefully give you strength.
希望这个祷告可以给你力量。
And solidify who you are in Jesus Christ.
坚定你的信仰就在耶稣基督里。
And if you ever are unsure of who you are, open up the Bible, read Ephesians, and it will concretely confirm who you are.
当你不确定你是谁的时候，你读这一段经文的时候，必定坚定你的信仰。
And how much he loves you.
并且他有多么的爱你。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear God, thank you again for everything you've done for all of us.
父神，我们为一切的事向你献上感谢。
Thank you for sending your son to allow us to have a relationship with you.
谢谢你把你的独生爱子赐给我们，所以我们跟你有一个关系。
Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins.
谢谢你把你的儿子放到十字架上为我们送死。
Without him, we are broken and we are lost and we are dead.
如果没有他的话，我们是没有救的。
You've given us life, thank you so much.
你给我们生命，我们为你献上感谢。
May we never forget and never to stop talking to you.
求让我们不要忘记，并且时时与你沟通。
We love you and say these things in your son's name.
我们爱你，我们这样子祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.